Railway. You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Troy Kennedy, and this is episode number 151. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. West Midlands Railway is facing a shake-up, up to a series of changes announced at its national conference this week to improve reliability. John Wilding, chief executive of West Midlands Railways, has been working on the plans for 3 years and unveiled the ideas at the Norfolk and Norfolk Rail Festival last week, with bosses hoping the improvements will continue after a disastrous 2019, when Mayor Andy Street threatened to call on the government to strip rail rights. Rachel, an ambitious student, was visiting on the eve of the national conferences and the changes to the series were announced in advance of her visit. Wilding said the light rail was particularly cost-effective, effective because it was relatively flat and no expensive bridges or tunnels would have to be built. He said, "A light rail is a fantastic idea and one of the best ways to reduce CO2 emissions and expand public transport." Wilding said the line costs less than half the cost of a high-speed rail line in Britain and is particularly cost-effective in Norfolk, where 30% of people in Norwich do not have a car and small railways have the potential because they are privately funded. The rail link could revolutionize the county's transport network and significantly reduce congestion in the city centre and other parts of the region. The video on the basics of HELP describes section 130, and for more information see this report. Crossing includes requirements that state and local DOTs must meet when using section 130 funds, as well as requirements for state funding. 23 USC 130 requires the state to conduct and maintain an investigation of the highway to identify level crossings that may require separation, relocation or protective equipment, set a timetable for the project and implement the timetable and project. States are required by 23 USC 130 to submit a plan to implement their rail transition program. When a state wants to update its existing state action plans or develop a new state action plan to improve the safety of level crossings, the FHWA and FRA develop model projects, crossing plans. This plan is based on light rail systems developed in the last 30 years in the USA and Germany. There was a Midland, Great Northern Joint Railway, which connected Peterborough and Great Yarmouth but was shut down in 1959. From 1931 to 1948, the trains known as Old Rattle and Shake ran from St. George's Station, running from the east to Somerset Station in the west. The 18 of the original 22 miles of the railway are open to the public and offer an unprecedented opportunity to experience the natural beauty and serenity of the island. Motorized vehicles are allowed, but you should be aware that the path is not continuous, so you should explore it on foot or by pedal bike. With pedal bikes, you can travel more than half the way in less than an hour and a half, with a maximum distance of 2.5 miles. Some sections are interrupted by busy roads and intersections, and along the way you may encounter other features that you must navigate on foot. On 6 January 2015, the FRA published rules requiring railways to provide information to the inventory of border crossings for each crossing they operate. The ENS allows citizens to contact the railway responsible for the crossing and report any violations of their rights, of course, as well as any other violations. The handbook provides an overview of the area around the crossing and the physical and operational changes that have been made to improve the safety of pedestrians, cyclists and other pedestrians and cyclists at the border crossings. This resource provides technical information to help highway authorities and railroads integrate effective event recording equipment at interconnected level crossings. This manual replaces the one provided by the American Highway and Transportation Safety Administration Crossing Safety Handbook, the revised second edition of which was published in August 2007. The manual is superseded by information from the National Highway Traffic Safety Commission and the U.S. Department of Transportation. This is the standard adopted by the Federal Highway Administration, the U.S. Department of Transportation and other federal agencies. This resource provides road and rail authorities with technical information on the use of event recording equipment at interconnected level crossings. It provides a comprehensive overview of state and federal regulations and guidelines for event recorders at level crossings. This resource provides a detailed overview and guidance for installing and operating an event recorder at a level crossing. Section 130 provides funding for the installation of event recording equipment at public intersections, including roadways, cycle and pedestrian paths and level crossings. This remarkable practice can help to rationalize project development and implementation, improve coordination with rail partners and use resources to reduce road deaths and serious injuries. To address this, state and local authorities must introduce data-driven practices to successfully combat dangerous driving behavior at highway and level crossings, understand decisions and policies at these crossings, and develop better countermeasures to discourage them, the document says. This was Railway, by Backquote, and this was episode number 151. My name is Troy Kennedy, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.